Hey, this is Pat Flynn from SmartPassiveIncome.com, and you're listening to Marketing to Crush Your Competitors. Boom.
I'm so excited because I'm putting the final touches to the Small Business Online Summit, which is going to be a virtual event online happening in just a few weeks, and you will be able to hear 29 leaders in their markets to help you in your small business, in your online business, and in your branding, publishing, podcasting, so many things to help you bring your business to the top and become that person of influence you're looking for. So it's happening very soon, and you can take advantage of an early bird offer right now if you go at smallbusinessonlinesummit.com. And if you do so, well, you'll have your access whenever this will go live, and I'm so excited about it. So smallbusinessonlinesummit.com, I invite you to go there right now. Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, episode 169.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabienne Raphael.
What's up again, All-Star Team? Welcome to another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Today, our guest is Catherine Ergenden. Catherine is the creator of the Feng Shui Mastery Show. She has been teaching and consulting in the art of Feng Shui for the last 20 years. She has taught at workshops, universities, undertaken demonstrations at showrooms, Selfridges, retail store, hospitals, and visited over 1,000 homes and offices as a health professional and consultant. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fabienne, for having me.
Well, I invited you on the show because I truly think that you can bring value in someone's work and business and home environment. And I'm looking forward to get your insight about what you do as a specialist and how it's related to an entrepreneur life.
Okay, well, I can certainly help that way. Just to make a comment that a lot of people retain and acquire a lot of information about businesses. I myself have been to many seminars and taking in lots and lots of information. And then I find that we all get overwhelmed by so many strategies and approaches and perspectives yes. on business. And we don't really know actually how to get started. And there's a couple of things in Feng Shui. It is a very symbolic and metaphorical philosophy, but it's also, it's a very practical, because I wouldn't be involved in it if it wasn't practical. And what I would say is that it's about the flow. And what I find is that people have got lots of information inside, but the flow is not there. And often there is something in their internal environment, that means them inside themselves, and something on the outside of their environment that is subliminally giving them messages of non-progression or not success.
That's so interesting. And while I was listening to you, I had this question then, because you're talking about like how when someone starts their business, either it's online or offline, they're kind of like overwhelmed with a flood of information, or they're kind of like opportunity seekers, meaning like everything that they see, they want to go for it and try it. And from what I understand, you said that Feng Shui can help you clean that up, right? So how would you relate to that? Like, how would you say that Feng Shui helped you, you know, find what you needed to do for your own business?
Well, our inner selves are often a reflection of our outside, and the outside's often a reflection of the inside. So first and foremost, and me included, we're often all full of clutter inside ourselves, mm-hmm. in our mental aspects. And our emotional aspects. So that has to be let go of. And if you're working in an environment where not only it's full of clutter, but also it's an environment where you've never really healed it. You've never really cleansed it. What I mean by cleansing is not just getting rid of the clutter, but also had some kind of ritual whereby you let go of whoever was there before you, because often it's the invisible, that which we cannot see, which is often affecting and influencing our lives mm-hmm. and our businesses far more than the actual visible. And so we don't realize that we are often following patterns in our genes, patterns in the cell's molecular structure, from the micro to the macro being the rooms that we find ourselves in, that often there are patterns there that we actually fall into. I'll give you an example. I've just seen an article recently, that famous guy, the singer, 50 Cent, mm-hmm. he's just sold his house for some millions, but it made a comment in the paper saying that everybody else who'd lived there before him had also befallen the same poor or bad luck, and that is that they had filed for bankruptcy. And, you know, I could see that they were hinting at something, but really the reality is that there is a pattern in the household whereby, you know, whoever lives there befalls into a certain pattern, which then induces some kind of loss in their financial lives. Mm-hmm. And if you think about people that you know, sometimes the same people who go in and out, the different people go into the same house, they often live out the same kind of life events, mm-hmm. maybe a divorce or maybe a loss or tragedy.
Yeah.
And it's because, you know, I think it's a Western thing as well that we don't actually realize that we're connected to the land, and the houses we live in are to do with the land underneath. Mm-hmm. And if you don't respect that or realize that there is some kind of surrender of the bigger ego to something that's far bigger and greater than ourselves as human beings, that is the earth, Mother Earth, then I think that actually has consequences. And so, I mean, I'm going into it on a deep level now. And probably people are saying, well, what's this got to do with my business? But think about shops and shopping malls who've befallen huge losses. And it's the same pattern all the time. So bringing it back to one's own environment is that, you know, make sure you cleanse your own environment. And there are ways and means of doing that. And I'll give you some referrals on how to find out a bit more about that, because I've made some YouTube videos to how to do it. But also you have to let go of any clutter in and around you, because as the Zen masters say, if you want something new to come into your life, then you have to let go of the mm-hmm. old.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say then, Catherine, people have so much problems, you know, letting go?
I think because we attribute a lot of our emotional and feelingness into objects, because we are often known or unconscious victims of a huge consumerism that has been now running for a good 150, 200 years, but especially in the last 60, 70 years, I'd say. Mm. And I can tell you, I'll give you an example. I've travelled all over the world, and I've come from a Western materialistic kind of background, although we weren't endowed. We didn't even have a car, you know, growing up. So it wasn't like we were totally had all the materialistic attributes. But what I did notice is as I travelled, I'd be looking for things to buy. Oh, where's the shops? Where's the bright lights? And at the time, I was traveling in Eastern Europe, where they had nothing but queues for bread. And I'm thinking, but where's the shops? So it's in our minds, and we've been plugged by a bigger corporate mindset, especially in Northern America, Europe, that, you know, we're nothing without certain things in our lives, whether it be a car or shoes or the design, or this whole designer fever that goes on. And so, you know, this consumes the inner architecture of ourselves, and gives us an identity which we think we are nothing if we don't have it. So, this goes into the, that's why I love feng shui, because it goes into the whole spiritual, it goes into the emotional, it goes into art, science, because it's Nikola Tesla, the famous physicist from Serbia, who said that if you want to understand the universe, focus on energy, frequency, and vibration. And those three words are very important for people who are listening to this, because if they're wanting to create a business, then you have to focus on those three aspects within yourself. What is your energy like? What is your vibration like? What is your resonance? What is it you're coming from? Because if your energy is deflated and it's spiraling downwards, then often that is communicated, whether it's to people who are, virtual or real, in real life. Mm-hmm. And so getting your own internal architecture in place is the first and foremost important it's a very important strategy to get your business on the right track. And just to let go of the things that are around you. And look at pictures on the wall. What are these pictures on the wall saying to you? Or do you have pictures on the wall? That's the other thing, is that people don't have messages around them, gearing them.
That's truly interesting what you're talking about, because you just spoke about like how vibration, like the energy that actually you project either to your home or to people or to your colleagues, to your clients, the fact that applying the principles of feng shui could actually make you attract, money, wealth, health, or happiness. Would you mind like sharing a practical tip that someone can start doing in their own lives in order to attract that success that they're aiming for their business, for example?
Yes, I can. I mean, I did a few webinars on my I've got a free webinar if people want to watch it. It's called 5 Steps to Creating Wealth Thanks to Feng Shui. And the feedback I got from some of the listeners was, as soon as they heard it, they were started clearing their clutter off their desks right away. But what I would say as a challenge to people is just start on one room. And what I would say is, if you can let go and throw away or give to charity or whatever you want to do with it, if you start to let go of things, you will immediately feel the impact that it has upon you. You start to feel more lighter, like a feather. You start to have greater clarity within you. And the other thing I haven't mentioned is that the feng shui obviously comes from the Chinese philosophy, but the pivotal principles of feng shui are based on the 5 elements, that is earth, fire, wood, water, and metal. And those 5 elements are like 5 different energies. Now, all of us know 5 different kinds of people. Well, it's like that. It's like having 5 different kinds of energies. And we've all got those energies internally, and we've got them, or we should have them, or we want to reflect them on the outside. So basically, what I'm saying is that these energies, you have to have a bit of fire to start a business. If you only have ideas, which is the metal energy, if you only have ideas, then you've got to activate those ideas. But before you activate them, you've got to flow them like the water, and you've got to grow them like the wood, the branches. And then you branch out, and then you burn the wood, figuratively speaking, to get the action going. And then when all the wood has been burnt, when you've done all the action of the day, then we all go to work, or we all have a business. What are we all doing this for? Well, we want to have a manifestation of something tangible in our hands, whether it's gold, silver, property, happiness, a feeling of well-being, good health. These are the manifestations of all our hard work, and also a sense of achievement. So these 5 vibrational elements can be displayed through colors. So yellow is earth and fire is red and blue is water and so is black and white is metal and so on and green is wood. So people can start to be aware of what is around them immediately. But the first protocol is get rid of the clutter. They can start right away and they will feel immediate space within themselves to be more aware and conscious of their ideas and which idea they want to focus on. Because you follow five or six ideas, you're not going to go anywhere. So it's just one idea. Then be aware of who lived in your property before you moved in, you know. And it doesn't matter whether it was someone who had a penny, who was poor, or somebody who was rich. It doesn't matter. The fact is, just cleanse it. And on that webinar, I'll share with you, you can find out the different various procedures you can go through to cleanse a space. And then you've got, so that's two steps. So that right away, you will start to kind of create a feeling within your own home or business that actually starts to feel one of space. So basically, yeah, when you've cleared the clutter and you've space cleared it with your procedures, then I was talking about the advertising industry, that the reason why it's such a huge industry is because it has power over people's minds. And what I'm suggesting is, why not set up your own internal environment of yourself and put up the pictures that actually support you in where you want to go? So if it's a house in the countryside, or if it's a house in Italy, or it may not be a house, it may be a relationship, whatever. I mean, I'm not talking about a vision board. I'm talking about something that is a lot more subtle than that. Because let's be honest, people are based on how a place makes them feel. So it's about how do you create a feeling whereby you're feeling a sense of wealth and a sense of success and a sense of luckiness. Mm-hmm. And the other aspect I do, it's not mentioned on the five steps of that webinar, but is internal feng shui. How do you clear the clutter within yourself? You know, how do you make yourself lighter through power of meditation and breathing and visualization techniques and some of the neuro-linguistic programming to use these on yourself? That's another webinar I'm going to be doing. So if anybody's interested.
Do you find, Catherine, that more and more entrepreneurs are aware of that, and more entrepreneurs are willing to learn more actually about feng shui, or about like how they should have their environment set up for them to be more creative, productive, wealthy, healthy, and so on?
Well, to be quite honest, I just don't think a lot of them get it. I just don't think a lot of people realize the power of the invisible. And they think that it's all about information. Oh, I've got... That's why they keep on buying package after package after package, because they think it's in the next... They think the solution is in the next marketing technique, the next information technique. And it clearly isn't, because, you know, if they've already bought these packages, then surely one should have worked before now. And often it is to do with the architecture within all of us that actually is blocked. And some people buy into the whole thing that it's blocked because they believe that they're not worthy. And I see more and more now, Mr. Harv Eker down in America there, yeah. He is realizing this now. All his marketing stuff is coming out about, oh, do you feel worthy? Do you know why he's doing that? I'll tell you why. Because after him selling millions of courses, he's probably asking the question, how come a lot of those people still haven't got the wealth that they should have? And it's because it's much more fundamental than that. There is something deep within a lot of people, maybe all of us, but to differing degrees, where there are blocks on our psyche done at a very early age, or by the environment that people found themselves growing up in, that basically gave them messages of they're not worth it, they're not good enough, they've got blockages to creativity, to money, to success. That's not their domain. They're not the right color. They're not the right class. They're not the right breed. They're not the right. And it goes on and on. And, you know, this is why I am finding feng shui even more powerful, because I'm going to start talking about political feng shui. Because if you think about it, all the major conurbations and cities in North America and Europe, they've all been designed to program the people into believing that the central power lies in places like Washington, D.C., and in the Vatican, and in the Champs-Élysées, and in the, and it goes on and on, that we all surrender our power to these huge establishments and these huge pieces of architecture. Well, you know what, Fabienne? It's time for people listening to this to take their power back and create their own power structures within their own homes and, more importantly, within their own being. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I totally agree with you that, yes, people have to clean themselves up, if I can say it like that, and, you know, regain the control of themselves instead of having the influence of what the society wants them to believe, for example. But I also think that a part of the success, of course, is about, yes, how you feel and how's your mindset and how you realize that you have the potential to become what you want to become. But there's also a part about having or implementing the right strategy, being surrounded by the good people around you, that the ones that will make you progress. So I want to ask you, Catherine, you know, concerning your own business, going like further than just the expertise that you have in your business and the fact that, yes, you decided that you wanted to succeed and you wanted to attract success. What did you implement, or what strategy did you use to help your business grow, other than, you know, having this great mindset?
Well, you see, we've been talking about the feeling and the energy. And that energy is obviously internally, and all creativity comes from within. Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting at here is that the one aspect is the meditation, that if people don't connect with themselves on a deeper level, then often the creativity is blocked. And what I'd also say is that you start to create like an emotional grid within you. And when that emotional grid becomes finer, you start to attract the kind of people that you want to be and have around you for success. So there is a transition going on. And you start, and those people have those kind of strategies that are, or they're already using them. So I'll give you an example, is that I've connected with somebody in India, mm-hmm, who told me about a piece of advertising that happens to also be an investment in some other aspects of business. And he's given me an address in England to go and meet these people who are already doing it. In fact, they are the programmers of this particular business strategy. Now, what happens is that you start to connect with people who are already in business. They are already doing successful things. They're already, and when you start to create that web around you, you have to also be prepared to let go of those that aren't. Now, what I mean is, I don't mean cut people out, but what will start to happen is, through the power of that meditation, that you actually only resonate with people who are wanting to do or have done where you want to be or acquire. Mm. So often what happens is that if you're starting to make progress, this will be felt around the people that you're already around. And if they're not resonating from that same energetic kind of speed, they can feel uncomfortable and you have to let go. Remember I said the clutter? The clutter is also people, because some people will drag you back to where you are. It's called the tall poppy syndrome in Australia. Then there's the story about the crabs in the bucket. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I personally have come across this time and time again. And, you know, everyone has to make that decision about which way they go and whether they want to do that or not. Mm-hmm. Because you can't get successful and stay with the same patterns that you are now.
That's so true. That's so true, Catherine. And what I think is that I'm sure that people will want to know more about what we just expressed during that interview. Time flies, and I feel that we could talk about that for like a few hours. So if people want to connect with you and know more about this, where should they go online?
Well, there is a informational interviews and blogs on www.fengshuimasteryshow.com. And if they sign up there, they can get access to this webinar called 5 Steps to Creating Wealth Thanks to Feng Shui. And then to access any of the other products and services that I do offer for people, even if it's coaching or questions they may want to ask, then there is a new website being launched next week, and that's called www.wealthyspaces.com. Mm. And so there's also on YouTube, I've given some practical demonstrations, and also I've done some of the internal feng shui meditations for people. And that's called What is Feng Shui? They'll find me there, Catherine Hargaden. So I'll send you all those kind of references. But, you know, people can get started as they listen to this, that something will just really resonate with them. And I can tell you, as a real-life person who's emptied about 5-6 houses of my own personally, that, you know, when you let go of things, then it's all about space. And I'm not talking about the galaxy space. I'm talking about the galaxy space is within. It's not up in Mars. It's not up in the sky. It's within you. So you have to let go of what's on the outside to discover the galaxy that exists on the inside.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for such a deep interview today.
Thank you for having me.
It was my pleasure. As you can see, this episode was kind of special because the subject we actually discussed about is something that could be very important in your business, your workspace, how inspiring it is to make you more creative, to make you more productive, to attract wealth, to attract money. And I felt that Catherine had a lot to share about it. So I really hope that it will make you see things differently and that you will maybe reorganize your workspace in order to attract more of what you are looking for in your business or in your life. I also invite you to go at smallbusinessonlinesummit.com/waiting list, and you'll be put on this special list that will give you a sneak peek access to some of the preview videos of that Small Business Online Summit I'm working on for so many days right now, and very excited to put the final touches to it and share it with the world and with you, loyal listener of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. So smallbusinessonlinesummits.com/waiting list. And I'm so looking forward to show it to you and to share that great information of value with you so that it can help you build your online business the right way and make it profitable.